Cowboy T, San Francisco liberal with a gun. Wow. Somebody's all excited about what we just did, too. And that would be some reloading. Today was reloading day. I'm about to show you the value of a progressive press. I started at 2:48 p.m., ended at 3:45 p.m., and this is what I had after that period of time. These are 300 rounds of 45 Colt. If you'd like to know what the specific load is, then you just hop onto ammosmith.com in the favorite loads section and you'll find it there. It's a really nice shooting little load. Now let's take a quick moment at the press that did this. Okay, we're in the reloading room. I just showed you the 300 rounds that I did in about 57 minutes. Here's the press that did it. This is my other Lee Pro 1000. Actually, it's my first Lee Pro 1000, set up for 45 Colt. You see it pretty much fully stocked up. Got plenty of tight group powder in there. Got plenty of cases. Got some primers in there. That is what you can do with a progressive press. And those are, by the way, boxes of ammo over the full 57 minutes, not just, you know, measuring 10 minutes before you restock. That includes all the restocking. So for those who question whether or not a progressive press is a good idea, well, after you learn what you're doing, yeah, a progressive press is a very good idea. Any progressive press is capable of doing this, the Dillons, the Hornadys, the RCBSs, and certainly the Lees. So thanks for watching, and get to reload. Be safe.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.